But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
This is the Rise Guys.
I slap my ass off every morning. I mean, it's just so funny.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That's a great song.
Have you heard this mix, though, before?
No, but the song itself, man, is...
It was like some 25th anniversary remix or something. The beat will drop in a minute.
Yeah, you want to go see the mood?
Yeah. The Pesh.
Yeah, I saw the DM back when I had long hair.
The DM.
The mode.
Yeah, I saw him in Iowa City. Yeah.
I saw the Pesh a la mode.
Ah.
Guy was looking at my hand. I said, why are you looking at my hand? You never seen anybody with metal in their hand before? Yeah.
Was it metal?
Yeah. I'll put some of these metal nucks on,
where,
buddy.
When did looking. That guy get creepy, fat boy?
I just picture the boss with
Robert
long hair
Smith?
Now.
He always looks creepy. Isn't that his name?
No, that's not. That's totally different.
Oh, that's The Cure.
The Cure. Yeah.
What is the best mode?
He looks kind of... God, I forget the front man for DM. Robert Smith does kind of look... his hair's a little wild still.
Yeah. God. It's
like the Pet Shop Boys are showing a little age.
David Gahan is his name. I've never heard that in my life.
It's like a devil worshiping version, though. Like an emo. We're in the club.
Say that.
Remember the club in Gemstones?
Oh, yeah.
Where Queef was in?
Yeah. With the industrial factory?
Yeah. That
God weird. Bless.
his little suit on.
Go from talking about ball gags to oh, this here.
Yeah, I guess I can.
You the way you I'm a little, I don't want to say jealous of it. I like the way you handle your life. And the involvement of radio within it, or vice versa. You know what I mean by
yeah.
that? Like, I run off the mouth on everything, and that's not to say that you should, but I'm saying, like,
yeah.
you keep a barrier up, which is a good thing that I sometimes, like, when I put pictures of my grandson up, I didn't even ask my daughter, hey, can I put this up? I should have. She didn't have issues with it, but I'm, you yeah, know.
It's just cool with it. I'm fortunate to be in a position where this doesn't bother me like it would other people. Friday after the show, I had some running around to do, and finally got home. It was like noon. I was going to start working on the Dax video.
Finally got home at yep. noon.
At noon. Good God. To be
right when everybody else is going to lunch. I was going to do the Dax video because he was in here.
Yeah.
And, I got a call from my mom. I'm like, it's probably the same old whatever. I'll call her back. Mm. She kept calling and calling, texting. 911, text me back now. I was like, okay, well, whatever.
God, she used the 911 on there. Yeah. Like old school beeper mannerisms.
And I called her. She said, your dad's in the hospital. The doctors are looking for you. He's in the intensive care. I said, I didn't even know he was in the hospital. She said, call the doctor. Here's his number. So I called the doctor, and he's like, look, you're the next of kin, so we got to kind of get, you know, like a DNR from you. His heart's already stopped twice. We've done CPR. I need to know what we do if it stops again.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, well, what do you think? He's like, I feel like if it stops again, it's his body's way of telling us that he's just too weak to continue. Because he said his blood pressure was really, really low.
Yeah.
He went in for he didn't have pneumonia yet, but he got it. And then he got a blood infection, too, while he was in there.
Jesus.
And it just kind of compounded.
Like MRSA or something like
sepsis?
That?
Sepsis?
I think it was more of a sepsis. He's like, we got him on 3 different medications. And then I'm like, okay, he said, I'll call you back with any updates. It was an hour later. He said, you know, he had passed because his heart was too weak, so we couldn't bring him back. I'm like, okay, well, and then from there, like, he says, somebody else will call you with arrangements, this, that, and the other. But that was the official word. It's like right around 2, I guess, he had passed.
Yeah.
An hour later, I get a call from the hospital, you know, this. Well, now, look, everybody involves nice as they can be, but I realize there's, like, business to attend to. They said, we can't keep him forever. I said, well, I had questions. Like, I don't know how this works. Like, can you donate his body? And then
do you want to tell, like, all up to you, but do you want to, like, because I don't want anybody that doesn't know a little bit of the backstory to assume you're just an a-hole.
Yeah, that makes sense. We didn't really have a relationship at all. I mean, there were times when we were both, you know, adults where he could have reached out and just didn't. Didn't see him as much growing up as a kid. When he got married to his second wife, it was a little bit more stable for a couple years there, but it didn't last long because he wasn't a good person to be married to. So that didn't work out. Real in and out. He was always the type of guy, though he worked hard. I've seen him, like, coming in 12, 13 hours, working hard, but just somebody always had to take care of him.
Wow. Your son's never seen that.
I guess I'm like, what'd you do, Dad? 4 hours, buddy. But somebody always said, his parents always bailed him out. Somebody was always bailing him out. And then that fell on me when, you know, my grandpa passed away a couple years ago. He was the last one left that was taking care of him reluctantly. So that kind of fell on me. And I'm like, I'm not doing it. I kind of can do it to maintain your bills.
Yeah.
And I really don't want to. I can't. We just didn't have that relationship. He would text me about, you know, wanting stuff. Now when I think about it, when he did come around as a kid, it was because he wanted something.
Yeah.
You know, so we didn't really have the best relationship. That's why it's not really bothering me.
This is so sad, Fat Boy. It's making me want to cry.
Well, I accepted that's how it was going to be. When I found out he had a stroke and half of his body was paralyzed, like, I thought it was going to end this way somehow. Now, I tried for years to get him in a home, and I couldn't do it. He was on the insurance. You know, he could have got into a place, but I just couldn't get him in anywhere. Nobody would take him because he was in a wheelchair, ironically enough.
Oh, my God.
It's, like, harder to deal with. So he ended up in the hospital. He was in and out of the hospital. We didn't really talk much. He would text me when he wanted something, literally.
Yeah.
And that was about it. So all this happened fast. I get a call from the hospital saying, we got the body. I said, well, can you donate it? Like, I don't know. And I'm thinking, no, he's half paralyzed. What are they going to do? She's like, no, that's got to be arranged beforehand. I'm like, damn, okay. She said, we can't keep him forever. I can send him somewhere if you want. I said, I don't know where to send him. She said, I'll send him to the so-and-so funeral home. I said, okay. An hour later, the funeral home called me.
Good Lord.
Now, the guy was nice about it on the phone. You know, he's like, but like, I know business is business. You know, you got to talk about that, right? He's like, look, he's here. It's going to, the cheapest thing we can do if you don't want a service, it's going to be like $1,500. I was like, really? That's cheap.
Cremation is.
And
is
I'm
that,
like,
I mean, is that cremation?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's a cremation, no service. He said they keep their costs low. That's about what it's going to cost. Now, he didn't have any kind of insurance as far as life insurance goes. And I don't want to be on the hook for having to pay to cremate him, bury, whatever. Now, that may sound crass, but, like, I don't want to do any of it. And it's going to be...
I can't say that it's crass, because you are his son. And for somebody on the outside looking in, I mean, it sounds that way, but, like, off the air stuff you've told me, like, I oddly respect your opinion. I mean, I do respect your opinion on that, but it's if you could fully lay out everything, like people would be like, okay, yeah, I got you now. But
he could never figure it out how to be just like a just to live life the right way.
Yeah.
And like take, you know, accountability, responsibility. He says he wasn't that guy. So now he's in a funeral home, and I'm gonna be honest with you, man. I kind of feel like I'm done with it. Like I don't want anything else to do with it from here.
Is there another sibling that you can know?
No, you know what? I'm not saying this as a joke. Not that I know of. Like it's just me.
Oh.
What happens where, like, let's just say that just to take the personality out of it. Let's say someone has someone who passes away that they're related to, but they haven't spoken to in years. And the hospital says, well, we have to do something with the body. And like, if you never called them back, like what happens?
I don't know. Good. I'm curious to find out because I don't want to do it. And I kind of can't do it, to be honest with you. That's a big chunk at once. Like that's going to mess me up for a little bit. So, but I'm bitter now that like, but look, I knew this was going to happen. It was going to fall on me at some point.
Yeah.
I think it's ironic that I reached out to a few family members and I'm like, hey, if there's anything as far as a cremation, would you want some ashes, this, that, or the other? Like, no, he's your dad. I was like, well, okay, well, you were related to him too. Like, do you want any kind of memento? Like he's my dad when it comes to, you know, like having to pay for him. I remember, you know, there were some people telling me that, like, you got to talk to your dad. I'm like, why do I got to talk to him? You hear from him more than I do. What am I going to say to him? He's just going to ask me for money anyway. So I just like, I want to be done with it. When I got the call, the doctor was more upset than I was. I'm like, dude, like, thanks for trying what you know, all you could do.
Yeah.
Don't be so broken up about it. You know, everybody has been nice, but I think it's going to get to a point to where like, I'm just like done with it.
So what did they?
I don't know legally what that means.
So when do you have to call the funeral home back?
I'm supposed to meet with them today, this afternoon.
But you're not going?
I feel like, I don't know.
Don't go if you don't want to sign the papers.
I'm not going to sign anything, but I feel like I kind of want to go and tell the guy what's going on. Say, look.
I don't think they want to hear that. They want him taken care of.
Yeah, I know. And the guy made sure I knew.
That's the bottom line.
He made sure I knew up front. He's like, we want it all up front before we do it, which I understand.
Yeah.
Business is business, but I would be very angry if I had to pay $1,500 because I feel like he stuck me in the end. Like he got one on me. I ended up having to, you know, pay for his cremation.
It is the right thing to do.
I don't know if it is. Like in my situation, I kind of
it's not
like,
right for me to say that it's not. I mean, or
there was no relationship at all. I mean, not even when like when my son was born. And then I found out that, you know, he had been telling people, he kept a front. He's like, look, I've been talking to those guys. He's telling people he's been talking to my son constantly. He never met him.
What?
Yeah. Like, this is how he was, keeping up appearances. Mm. Just in an innocent way to a degree. Like, you know, but that's just kind of, I was just done with it. It's over. We were adults for a long time, and he never made an effort. So I'm not surprised when I got the call. I'm glad I'm in a position where it didn't bother me. Like, I'm kind of fortunate that, like, I don't really care.
And, but, I believe you. I wasn't going to second guess that.
And it sounds bad, but.
I mean, again, it's the airs that people put on. Like, why? Like, why? And don't read texts, by the way. I mean, just don't.
I mean, look.
Until you've been in those shoes, it's hard to say. I mean, it really is hard to say. I told you an example off the air. About, you know.
It sounds cold, but I'm not going to go out of my way to do for somebody who never even attempted to meet halfway.
Yeah.
And it was still bitter toward the end. I always felt like he was owed something, you know, for me and everybody else.
Well, then don't go today.
Honestly, got to figure out what options I got, what I can and can't do. Like, I don't know. I don't want to just. I may have to call Rob, to be honest with you.
dump out on this if you need to. What does your wife think?
She's kind of the same
way you
same,
are.
Yeah, she never met him.
Okay.
Which not saying that, like, you know, everybody was kind of on the same page. There's just too much going on over the years. To just, this is real deep wounds. Which to me, I kind of got over this stuff a long time ago.
Yeah.
So well, I don't know what my options are, but I hope I got some. I mean, I don't want to.
Yeah, and you know, I'll answer this for you verbally. Fatboy's not going to leave a legacy like that where people fight over something like that. I know the guy, so for the person texting in, you know, what about down the road? Somebody, that it's not going to happen to Fatboy. He lives a very good life and treats people right.
I just did what he didn't do.
That's, you know what? At least you flipped it, because I've seen so many times of, you know, violence and stuff continue through generations, and it's like, well, that's the way, well, you, if you knew how bad it affected you, you should have broke the cycle, yet you continued it on. And I got no room for that.
I've been in my son's life every day since he's been alive. He's 20. Every day. God,
that's good.
And it wasn't that hard to do. Just do the right thing.
Yeah.
Show up and be there. So I don't know if you got any ideas.
And if you don't feel obligated, then don't go, because you might be signing something that you'll regret.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I'm not. I'm definitely not gonna. I mean, look, I'd be like, look, I feel bad. You're stuck with a body. You know, could you sign him over to somebody or burn him and not charge him?
Like, what would happen if they, like, let's just say, you know, you hear about it all the time. A body was found and no one can identify it. Like, what happens then?
I don't know. Like, if it's a homeless person?
Yeah, something like that.
He goes unclaimed.
It's probably some, like, fund that is probably paid into by taxes or charity. I don't know.
And it's not like he had friends I would have to reach out to say, hey, you know, he died. Here's a service. I already had family members telling me they couldn't make a service if there is one. I was like, okay, well.
Oh, God.
She would be the only people that would go.
You got to respect, though, that they knew the person as well. And if they've. If you feel the way you do, you can certainly see why no one wants to, because a funeral service is a tribute to that person's life. And if they didn't contribute to yours, why go pay a tribute to?
Yep.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't say, here lies one SOB, you know?
I mean, exactly. So. I mean,
that's not good.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out from here and kind of see. I don't know. I should at least probably go meet with the guy and say, look, here's where I'm at. That's kind of how it is, buddy. I'm sorry, but I don't know what else to tell you.
I don't know legally what.
I don't like ghosting.
I wouldn't get
people involved.
Yeah,
I just don't.
If you don't want to be involved, don't be involved. Let the state take care of them.
All right. Well, Paige says ghost him. I'm cool with that too. If somebody else,
we'll say ghost about a dead person.
You think about that.
I mean, he might ghost you, and then you'd be haunted. All right. I'm just trying to make you smile.
All right. Look.
Yeah.
I'm good, man.
It's such a, like, how do you close this segment? Like, there's no, you know, finality or anything. But, I mean, there's got to be tons of people out there that's dealt with it before. But,
God, I went too late talking about it, but still.
No.
I had to lay it
out.
Feel
for you, Fatboy. It's good.
The pressure's on Paige. Paige, what are you working on the play?
Oh, my gosh. This character that inspired one of the characters from Shrek passed away. We'll honor this little guy next in Your Eyes, Guys headlines.
The little guy.
I even saw Kirby Smart's dad pass away Friday.
It was based on a true story?
I didn't think it was with the donkey.
What? Shrek? Mm-hmm. What?
There's a green man walking around with
God.
Trumpet-looking ears.
Thank God. Man, okay, we're learning more and more. Was Pinocchio real? Was that about pedophilia?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Real news.
You can't hide P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige. We begin with this. The donkey who inspired Eddie Murphy's Shrek character passed away.
What?
Yes. This little donkey. No.
What do you mean that?
I don't know.
Okay.
But did he meet a donkey and say, I'm going to talk like this donkey?
Yeah.
Well,
That's how we got his inspiration for the character.
I would have figured Revenge of the Nerds.
Jelly Roll got a donkey.
Yeah. Who said that?
It was a little reset.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, that sucks, man. Dead donkeys.
And this little donkey's name was Perry. He had been living at a pasture in Palo Alto, California since 1997.
Oh, so he's a bougie donkey with money.
Palo Alto's nice.
Palo Alto.
So he passed away on Thursday. He had been suffering with a painful hoof disease.
Oh, God.
He was 30 years old. Perry was a 30-year-old donkey.
How old in human years, though, was he? Are they times seven, too?
I don't know.
Who came up with that theory? Like, what does that even mean? Like, in human years, that my dog was 49. Like, what does that mean?
They wouldn't age faster, right? Because they were smaller? I don't think.
I guess they just use it as an inflationary rate to say, okay, if 1 year to us means seven to a dog or whatever. I'm going to look that up, though, as you were saying, Paige.
Well, one of the animators for Shrek lived nearby and visited Perry for inspiration. He even brought his animation team to spend a few hours with Perry. So that Perry's handler says that he was feisty and funny and had a playful personality.
Listen to this. A donkey's life, a donkey year, is roughly equivalent to 16 human years.
What?
Yeah.
Well, how the hell can a turtle... I don't know how that works either.
Total. I like them. The average lifespan of a donkey is 25 to 30 years, but some can live to be as old as 40, which would be 640 years old. 40 times 16.
It don't make sense. It can't be right.
Crazy.
Do you have to take the shoes off the horses, yours? That's a painful looking process.
No.
Well, if you don't, they get some. If you don't.
I know, but it looks like it hurts them when they rip them off because they clean them and shave them.
There's like nails in them.
I don't have horses no more.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Remember the one died and...
I can't ask you horse questions.
I mean, you can for what I remember, but it was... we had one die. That was one of the things when we first got to farm was like learning the trust between other dealers. That horse was way older than they told us.
Oh.
And also had Worm's disease, probably when we got it, but did not know it.
Then
found out too late. And then I was like, you know what? Like, this is too much for us to do. So we sold the other one.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Kidding.
It also is $1,000 a day.
To feed them?
No. When they die in South Carolina, at least in... certain county, you have 24 hours to get rid of the body, or they will charge you $1,000 a day.
What?
They can. $1,000 a day.
Tell them don't
to. Well, so, that's probably for health reasons.
I had to pay $750 for a guy with an excavator to come to the farm and bury it on the land.
We get the guy's number.
I asked him, I said, man, do you find any treasures when you're digging up old farms to bury animals?
You know he does. Warheads and whatnot.
I was
whatnot.
Like, man, sorry, because he was all the way from Anderson. Sorry he had to come all the way. Oh, it's my fourth one today. I'm like, good God. It must be a bad time for livestock. It was very sad. Thanks for bringing that up. Is that payback? I'm just kidding.
Well, the other day.
You got to go.
I went too long.
I'm sorry.
No, you didn't. That was a thing that would have not done its... You wouldn't have done its just due had it only went on.
I know. Mark, I'm trying to win us the scab award, buddy. Come on. You got to put the heartfelts in there, too.
Yeah, the oldest living donkey, oddly enough, is Bubbles, and he's 60, which means he's 960 years old.
God, I bet he looks like hell.
He's probably the old ass.
All right, well, I'm Paige, and those are your Eyes Guys headlines.
Paige, thank you so much. We're going to take a break, come back, say happy birthday, or suck it. Right after this.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys. Break it down.
Live from callrob.com studios here in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say, hey, famous people born on January the 6th. Happy birthday. Or
suck it. Start with some music for the first one here. This lady. Not on SNL anymore.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah. She left a couple years ago. She did a couple movies. She was Weird Barbie in Barbie.
Oh, I like her.
She's funny.
Give me the initials.
KM.
Kate McKinnon.
It is Kate McKinnon's birthday.
She's great.
She's I like she plays the old smoker lady.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what she said.
She's funny. That is hilarious.
Fun bun in her mud gun.
Yes. Fun bun in her mud gun.
Oh, that was a fun bit.
46?
48.
41 years old today. This gentleman, his dad's about to be inaugurated here in a couple weeks.
Barron.
Nope.
Donald Jr.
Nope.
Eric.
It is Eric's birthday. That's isn't that crazy? January the 6th. A Trump birthday.
That's ironic, man. Isn't it?
He's like, of all days.
They were celebrating his birthday.
Why was he there, not at his son's party, by the way?
Right?
I mean, did that start off as a surprise party for for Eric? And then it's like, you know what? Why are you here?
Whoopsie.
Did we go to Nancy's office?
Either way.
Yeah, maybe they said, hey, guys, we're throwing a surprise party for Eric in the Capitol. I shouldn't kid about that.
That's
but
funny.
It's, 43.
Oh, 42.
He is also 41 years old. Trump. Oh. I got to skip a lot, but we got to do this guy right here.
Oh,
you may know him as
the hot one.
Daryl.
Is he dead?
Norman Reedus?
Yep. It is Norman's birthday. Daryl?
Just remember. No, it's not Daryl.
He was a Boondock Saint.
I don't know why I'm attracted to him, but I certainly am.
He looks dirty.
That's what...
I don't know.
I mean, did you ever see, like, who's the other one you always talk about? There's another guy. He's always dirty looking. And that's like,
I
it's always attached to a guy with a lot of money, though. You can't just be a dirty dude. You're a dirty dude with money. Okay.
Oh, that sounds like a band.
Yeah.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? We're dirty dudes with Monday. I mean, with money. Just looked down at a piece of paper, wrote down the day on it. I was just reading the teleprompter.
Old Norman.
Old Daryl.
51 for Jeremy Clements.
48.
56 for Norman Reedus. Happy birthday, Howie Long, 65. Nancy Lopez, 68. Mr. Bean, 70.
Rowan Atkinson.
We got to guess this gentleman.
He started a diet.
Former South Carolina Gamecock coach. Former Notre Dame Fighting Irish football coach.
Lou Holtz.
It is Lou Holtz. It's my birthday, baby.
Happy birthday. I would you imagine him blowing out the candles?
I was surprised at this age.
Spit going everywhere. Yes. 89.
90.
You're close. 88 years old. I thought he'd be a little bit older. Thought he'd be in the 90s already.
Yeah.
Happy heavenly birthday, Malcolm Young.
Ah.
Yeah, left us in 2017.
I briefly met him I got a big Slick signed by the whole band. And he's like notorious for not signing. And then he was on there with Angus and Brian. And
you got them all to sign?
I didn't. I was there while they signed it. I did not make any pleasantries with them. I can't remember what tour it was. It was one of the last.
Back when old BJ was in the band.
Yeah. Brian Johnson.
Hey, what were you saying?
He's back in the band.
Is he?
Oh, is he back?
Yeah.
Oh, they made up?
Yeah. I mean, he had hearing problems, and he's
he couldn't hear him when they said pound sand.
He's doing a lot better.
Yeah. They have a new Pixar movie they want to use their music in. It's like all their music goes to cartoons now. It's strange. All right. Tomorrow is a big day. It is our once-a-month all-advice show. First one of the year. So you can go ahead and get in on that if you know for sure. Something you need some advice on, theriseguys@aol.com. Just include, obviously, your phone number and, well, this is like a 45-minute window. If you can give us that, we can try to make that happen.
Hit us up, man. We're pretty good about getting everybody on.
Yeah. Yeah.
These are fun.
Today was a wild show.
Really was.
It was all over the place.
Covered a lot.
Yeah.
Found that donkey sleep a long time.
And ride that donkey,
Hey.
Thank you so much. You can get today's podcast. Text the word podcast to 72341, the TLCMotors.com text line. Not while you're driving, though. Standard data text rates apply. Also on the Odyssey app, AUDACY, Google, Spotify, all of them. Go get it. Thank you so much for listening. Have you a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good. Yeah.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. Riseguys.com.
Bye, baby. Bye.